So you're running the London Marathon. Have you ever run a full marathon before?
No, this is my first time running the London Marathon. Or yeah, any marathon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, first time.
So you've done a like thing similar before, or is this?
I've done some half marathons before. Mm. I've done 2 half marathons and quite a bit of cycling before.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've done Ride London before. So I've done lots of charity events.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how long have you been training for the London Marathon for?
Officially, I suppose, since sort of December, mm-hmm. Start of December, although there was a little break over Christmas.
Okay, yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah, so the real training started in January.
Yeah, and it's going well?
Yeah, not too bad. I've stuck to my plan fairly well. Mm-hmm. Missed the odd run here and there, the sort of, you know, shorter midweek runs because of time. It actually takes a lot of time to stick to a plan. But yes, I've run the long runs that I'm supposed to do, and I'm feeling mm-hmm. good, yeah.
So if you, it's coming up soon, isn't it?
Yes, it's a week on Sunday. Yeah, the 22nd of April, mm-hmm. yes.
So have you done the full route yet, or is that still to go?
That's still to go. The furthest I've done is 20 miles,
okay.
Which is what my plan said. I think that's what most kind of training plans suggest, mm-hmm. Not to do the full run beforehand.
Okay, yeah. So have you got like a target time that you...
So I'd like to do it in about 5 hours, I think.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit quicker if I can. But as it's my first sort of full marathon, I really have no idea. My half marathon time is 2 hours 12, and they say you should double that and then plus like 30 minutes. So, yeah, that gives me around 5 hours. So, yeah, hopefully, okay. if it all goes to plan.
Okay. So you're running for Shooting Star Chase.
Could you
tell us more about the charity?
Yeah, so Shooting Star Chase is a children's hospice. It's a charity based in Guildford and in Hampton. They work with babies, children or young people who have sort of life-limiting conditions, terminal illnesses, basically to support them and their families.
So the charity you've had experience with yourself.
Yes.
Could you tell us more about that and what the charity means to you?
Yeah, so we're actually a supported family. So it's me, my wife and my son, Kiffin. Kiffin is now 4 years old. He was born March 2014 with a very rare neuromuscular condition. We had no idea sort of during pregnancy that he was sort of going to be affected, but it became quite apparent very quickly after he was born. And he spent about 6 months in hospital with the doctors trying to find out what was going on, the cause of his difficulties and his condition. And when they reached a diagnosis, we were referred to Shooting Star straight away. And actually, he's doing really well now. He's doing fantastic. He's really strong and he's kind of developing brilliantly. But the first couple of years were very, very difficult. And so Shooting Star were amazing. To have that support, that safety net there, it was fantastic. And they offer a huge range of different sort of services to supported families, so respite care and symptom care and those sorts of things. Out of hours contacts if you're having difficulty overnight, things like that. So, you know, that whole stuff basically helped us manage when it was really, really difficult to look after Kiffin because of his condition.
So what did they do for you as a family?
So a number of things. So we've had respite weekends where we've been in to stay at Shooting Star House in Hampton, where the team there have looked after Kiffin while we've had a weekend off, basically to recharge our batteries or kind of just to do normal sort of things, socialise and see friends, go to the cinema, sort of just have some time off. The first couple of years, Kiffin was sort of struggling overnight, wasn't getting much sleep. And so actually, you know, we were exhausted. And those weekends, even though they were kind of only sort of every now and again, were really important, just kind of a bit of a light, you know, to kind of help us sort of know that we had a bit of a break and we could kind of, yeah, recharge our batteries. We've also had sort of short respite breaks at home where a member of the hospice at home team that the charity provides will come to your house for a few hours, maybe sort of once or twice a month, just to give you a chance to sort of have a break. And actually, we used it to kind of do housework and those kind of things that you just, you know, when you're looking after a child with complex needs, you unfortunately don't have kind of, you know, the time to kind of catch up or keep up with those things. So we used it for kind of that kind of stuff, and that was really, really useful. But also there were periods where Kiffin was in hospital where he was kind of unwell for a period of time, and they would come and sort of sit in hospital with Kiffin for a bit so you could go and have a break, you know, have a shower or grab a few hours sleep. So that was incredibly important. Kiffin also attended daycare at Shooting Star House one day a week until he was about sort of 2.5, 3. My wife and I are both part-time. We had to go part-time after Kiffin was born. And that one day a week that Shooting Star supported us actually enabled us basically both to keep our jobs. I think the figures for parents of disabled children who are actually in full-time work is quite a low number. Most of them have to sort of leave to look after their children. So for us to be able to both continue working was really, really important. And Shooting Star Chase helped us do that. The other thing that they've kind of helped us with has been fantastic is actually just kind of the exciting things that we've been able to do with Kiffin. So lots of organisations or kind of companies locally sort of offer things kind of to, you know, help support the families. So we've been ice skating at Hampton Court Palace. We've had days out with Kiffin at Legoland, or he's been on the London Eye. Just, you know, tickets have been donated and we've been able to do those things. We also had, through another charity, but Shooting Star Chase nominated us for this, we went to Disneyland Paris for a weekend on a supported break, which is something that, you know, we never ever thought we'd be able to do. But, you know, the charity came with us and supported us. And yeah, it was fantastic. So, yeah, very, very good.
Yeah, so what's the effect that the charity's had on Kiffin then? Because it's obviously helped you and your wife quite a lot, but has it had an impact on Kiffin as well?
It has, yeah. So actually, attending the daycare sessions, he was able to sort of grow in confidence and develop. Because of his condition, and he's more vulnerable to respiratory infections, he wasn't able to go to a mainstream nursery to start off with. And actually, for the first sort of year, 18 months, he was quite sort of isolated. We didn't have an NCT group because he was born premature, so he had no sort of peers, as it were. So we were a bit isolated. And actually, going to Shooting Star Chase for the daycare, you know, he was able to sort of interact with a few other children who were there, sort of grow in confidence and kind of, yeah, develop a bit more. But I think mostly actually it was about sort of giving us the chance to recharge so that we could be there looking after Kiffin sort of, you know, as best as we could, sort of 24/7 the rest of the time, really.
Do you know how many families rely on the Shooting Star?
Yes, so they support around 700 families in London and Surrey, so it's a huge number. And actually, through Shooting Star Chase, we've become sort of fairly good friends with a few families who are in our area. And it's a really important support network, actually. You're able to kind of chat with people, share experiences and kind of help out with each other where you can. So, but yeah, so it's a huge charity, support a huge number of people.
So do you have a target for how much money you'd like to raise?
Yes, I do. So it's £2,000, which is quite a lot to raise, but that's because it costs Shooting Star Chase about £10 million a year to fund the service they provide, and they get no sort of government funding at all. So yes, it's £2,000. I think there are about 75 odd runners taking part in the marathon this year for Shooting Star Chase. So yes, it's a very, very important fundraising opportunity for them.
And if people want to donate, where can they go to find the donation page?
So Shooting Star Chase are on the normal sort of social media sites, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. They also have their own website, which is www.shootingstarchase.org.uk, and you can donate there. I actually have a Just Giving page for my fundraising for the charity, which is justgiving.com/richcarpenter. Or I also have a text link which people can donate via. So texting the code KIFF55, which is KYFF55, and the amount, such as £10, to 70070, and that would go to Shooting Star Chase. All of the money goes direct to Shooting Star Chase and helps support their cause.